Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. This hadith is about negligence. You know, negligence or ghaflat is one of those Quranic concepts which is very important and pertinent. It's very important and pertinent. And the Quran repeatedly mentions this characteristic. It's the source. It's a very significant vice because it leads to other vices. And, you know, we only commit other vices when we become negligent and ghafil and in a state of ghaflat. So it's important for us to take this into consideration and look at the signs and distinguishing characteristics of a negligent person. If we see that we have some of these characteristics, then we should realize that, no, okay, now we are in a state of ghaflat. Try to remedy it by remembering Allah and the hereafter. Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, negligence is manifested in the following. It's manifested in the abandonment of the mosque. If you're saying, let's say that there's a mosque close by your home, right, and you never go there to pray, right, or, you know, do ibadat without a good excuse, of course. This is a sign that you are ghafil and you are in a state of ghaflat and negligence. And in continuation, the Imam said, and in your obedience of the corrupt person, if you're obedient and you follow a corrupt person, this is another sign of negligence. It's interesting to note that the wise sage Luqman al-Hakim, he said the following to his son when he was advising him, when he was exhorting him to good. He said, "Oh my son, everything has a distinguishing characteristic by which it is recognized and witnessed. The negligent person has three distinguishing characteristics." Those three distinguishing characteristics are the following. The first is absent-mindedness. This person is absent-minded. He forgets things, important things. The second is amusement. Right? The first is absent-mindedness or sahav. The second is lahav or amusement. You know, vanity. He does vain things. He busies himself with amusement and things which are purposeless, have no purpose to them. And finally, Luqman said, nisyan or forgetfulness. You know, forgetfulness of, obviously, forgetfulness of God, forgetfulness of the hereafter. These are the signs of a negligent person. What are the effects of negligence? This has also been alluded to in some of the hadiths. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, he who prolongs his negligence hastens his own destruction. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the one who is overcome by negligence, his heart is dead. His heart is dead. It leads to the death of the heart. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at negligence in the words of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد